Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, July 16th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have with us Elizabeth Branch. Elizabeth will read the scripture, and then after she reads, we'll have a time where we sit down and discuss matters of life and faith. Thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us today.
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now about the collection for God's people. Do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up, so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then, when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me. After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay with you a while or even spend the winter so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. If Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. No one, then, should refuse to accept him. Send him on his way in peace so that he may return to me. I am expecting him along with the brothers. Now about our brother Apollos. I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love. You know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. I urge you, brothers, to submit to such as these and to everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. I was glad when Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus arrived, because they have supplied what was lacking from you, for they refreshed my spirit and yours also. Such men deserve recognition. The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house. All the brothers here send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. Come, O Lord, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love to all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now let's read Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then will I ever sing praise to your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Our Old Testament reading today is from Ezekiel chapter 2. He said to me, Son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you. As he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. He said, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have been in revolt against me this very day. The people to whom I am sending you are obstinate and stubborn. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, and whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are a rebellious house. They will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or their words. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are all around you, and you live among scorpions. Do not be afraid of what they say or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious house. You must speak my words to them, whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Then I looked, and I saw a hand stretched out to me. In it was a scroll, which he unrolled before me. On both sides of it were written words of lament and mourning and woe.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us on the podcast today. I want to know a little bit more about you. Tell us about growing up and also about your family.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Growing up, let's see, you could say I have not moved very far since I have moved back into the house that I moved into when I was two. So not far have I gone from Birmingham, Mountain Brook, or Mount Brook Baptist Church. I'm less than a mile away. So, but I love Mountain Brook. I love Crestline. I love the village. I just have always loved it right here. And I've always loved my church. It just brings back such happy memories with my mom and dad and my two brothers, Baker and Bill, and now my family and all their families. It's just been such a loving place, and I've just always loved it here.
Now, I know that you have four children and a loving spouse. Tell me a little bit about them.
I am married to Chuck Branch. He is from Coleman. So he actually grew up Catholic, but has come with me faithfully to the Baptist Church, and I believe has really enjoyed it. And we have four children. We have Charles, Christopher, Hunter, and Janie. They are quite older now. They are 32, 29, 25. It's sad. My brain is leaving me. And 22. But I do believe they love this church too. We came faithfully. They loved that contemporary service when it started in Heritage Hall. Matter of fact, Hunter was Jeff's lights man. He always stood by the light switch and turned it on and off whenever Jeff needed him to. I was able to go on one ski trip with Christopher, and that was so much fun, to West Virginia, but I believe all I could do was one. But my children have loved it here, and Christopher and his new wife, Lauren, they are coming to the church. Janie is in Atlanta, and we are hoping to find her a church there. Hunter is here, and Charles, who is married to Reagan, she works at Redeemer Church, and so that is where they go, but there is definitely a soft place in Charles's heart for Mount Brook Baptist.
Now, I think that you also have some grandchildren. Is that correct? Tell me a little bit about them.
I do. I have. Charles has two children, two boys, Harvey and Wilson. Harvey's three. Wilson is almost a year and a half. And they are definitely the entertainers in our family now. They're going to be so spoiled because everything they do, everyone in the family jumps and claps and encourages them in everything. So, but they're so fun. Grandchildren really are the best. It's just always so nice once your children grow up to have children that are so happy to see you again and will run and give you a big hug.
I want to call you Bug because that's what I typically call you, but I don't really know the background story to your nickname, Elizabeth. So tell us how you became Bug.
Bug came, I believe, when I was maybe 1 year old. It probably could have even come before that. As I have said, I have two older brothers, Baker and Bill. If you hear Baker and Bill... my father, I think once I was born, he decided to call me his little ladybug, which may have lasted for one day, and then he cut it short to Bug. So he must really love the initial B, because then he had Baker, Bill, and Bug, and that was all I was called from everyone that I knew, except my mother, all through school and college. And then when I got out of college, people that I just met would call me Elizabeth. So it's very interesting when I get a phone call. If somebody calls and says, "Hey, Bug," I know it's somebody from junior high or high school or college. And if it's Elizabeth, I know it's somebody I've just met. But anyhow, it's fun because there are lots of Elizabeths in the world and there are not many bugs.
I want to hear a little bit about your faith journey. Tell me kind of how you came to faith or more about your faith in Jesus.
That's always a hard question for me because I feel like I have always known the Lord. My parents always brought me to Mount Brook Baptist. Oh, I'm sure there have been valleys for sure, but I've always known who the Lord was. I've always known who Jesus was. I guess he's come into more focus at different times of my life. I did Young Life, which I really loved when I was in high school. And then throughout my life, my first child, Charles, when he was born, we were told by the doctor that he was very sick and there was nothing else that they could do and it was time to pray. And so that really kind of walked us, both Chuck and I, back into a spiritual path. And Charles is their miracle baby. So I have seen miracles in my life. And what I love to do now is see, what I call God winks. It's always so fun to look back and realize, oh my gosh, God was right there with me at this point, or God was with me at this point, or even, I know it's so cliche to say, but even when you see a beautiful sunset, you know God's there because there's just nothing more beautiful, or looking at a flower and seeing all the intricacies that are within the petals and the colors and how things grow. And he's just always been with me. That's all I can say.
Thank you for sharing that. You mentioned flowers and the petals and intricacies. I know that you are a gardener, and so I wanted to know how you kind of got into gardening and maybe what's in your garden this summer.
Okay, I'm not really a master gardener. I like to tinker in it, but that probably comes from my mother. She loved to be in the garden, and my father. Oh my gosh, he loved to plant his tomatoes every year. But Mom always loved her zinnias, and she just always had a beautiful yard. And a couple of years ago, we purchased my parents' house from my brothers, and that was the one thing I told Chuck. I said, no matter what we do, we've got to save some money because this yard always has to look nice, or she's going to come back and get me. But we were able to, within the garden that I have now, we have 3 planter boxes, which has been great because it's so much easier to plant in a box that's up 18 inches than down on my knees. So we usually have, we have tomatoes going. I always try to plant zinnias. And then we have okra. We had strawberries, which was a funny story because I didn't even know I was growing strawberries, and then they came. But so we've had strawberries, okra, peppers, love basil. And then lately, as I've learned, you know, you can plant something. If you don't like it, it doesn't work. You can pull it up. So I like to just go through the plant shops, find something that I think's interesting, and put it in and just see what happens.
I have one last question. I'm wondering, what is it that you listen to regularly or some songs that you like that encourage you in the faith?
Well, I'm not really a musical person. My children laugh at me because I really don't have anything on iTunes because I'm not sure how to pull it all up. But I did see on the Today Show back around Easter that Carrie Underwood produced an album, sung on an album called My Savior. And I am more of a traditional hymns person. I'm so sorry for everybody who loves contemporary. I like contemporary, but I really love the old hymns. And you can't really find those on the radio. And when I found this album, oh my gosh, I just fell in love. It has all the hymns. As a matter of fact, it took me probably about 10 or 20 times to go through it without crying because it would always bring back such memories to me. The old rugged cross, I remember my mother always saying how that was my grandmother's favorite song. And Amazing Grace. I hate to say, I think that when I have my funeral one day, that all of my children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews all need to get up and sing it, because if I ever rocked anybody to sleep, I always sang Amazing Grace. And for some reason in Mount Brook Baptist Church, we must have used to always sing Just As I Am, because it just is one of my favorite hymns, along with How Great Thou Art. I mean, I could just go on and on about some of these songs. And luckily she had a few on here I had not heard that I have also fallen in love with. But as I say, old hymns are the best hymns.
We will all have to go and check out that CD, that album. Thank you for sharing with us. It kind of gives me an idea. As we close today, would you read one of the stanzas of Just As I Am for us? And may that become a prayer for us today.
I would love to. Thank you. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
Amen.